Amen.
You pay some money on what?
Okay, so we are closing now. We are coming into the last one hour maybe. Amen. You know, and we want to close with the last one. We have taken the two. Pentecost and Passover. And we are taking the last one. You know, what we are doing is we are just summarizing it. Amen. When we come again, we will come back again and then we will open them. We'll open it again and then look at them again. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So then it will be experience. What we have experienced. Mm. Not just what we have been taught. So tabernacles. Dwelling.
Amen.
There are many ways to look at it. So I will look at it in just two aspects, then because of time we'll be maybe three if time will permit us. The first one is that when we come into Christ, like we said, God wants to dwell in us in fullness. So as Christ comes into us, there are blessings that we will receive from him. When a man marries a woman, does he come empty handed? He comes with blessings and gifts. The woman receives an inheritance. Everything the man owns becomes the woman. Everything the bridegroom owns becomes that of the bride. Is it not? So also, when we come into Christ, we come empty handed. But when we become joined to Christ, we inherit the riches of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We inherit the riches of Christ. So let's read about our inheritance in Christ that we receive when we become joined to Christ. Because the final plan of God is that Christ and my soul will become joined to one. Amen. Hallelujah. Marriage is the final. Hallelujah. So Matthew 25, we know the story of the bridegroom and the wise virgin. Amen. The bride must make herself ready, must prepare. And that preparation is what we were speaking about when we close the washing, the cleansing. You know, because Esther had to prepare herself to go and meet the king, is it not? But another woman refused to come and meet the king. That's Vashti. She was interested to enjoy the benefit of being the king's wife.
Amen.
There are many today in the church who are enjoying the benefit of being she called children of God. Amen. They're enjoying the miracles, prosperity, you know, signs and wonder. They're enjoying it. Amen. But they have forgotten the person that gave them the gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we should not be deceived by the blessings. We should seek the giver of the blessing. The person that gives us the blessing says, come and meet with me. I have something better than the blessings. I want to give you myself. Amen. Not the gifts. I want to be your own gift. I will be your gift. Amen. But before you do that, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare. Hallelujah. So God is calling a people out from all the noise making, the prosperity, the miracles, the signs. It is not saying that we don't have those things. But those things are by the side. It's not what is in front of us. Amen. What is in front of us is the King. We want to meet the King. We want to prepare ourselves to be joined to the King. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the story of the Matthew 25, you know, is telling us about the marriage of the bride and the bridegroom. The bridegroom is Christ. The bride is my soul. Amen. Remember, Christ wants to marry my soul, wants to be one. Okay, let's read. Let me leave that Matthew, because we know the Matthew. Let's go to another one. 1 Corinthians 6. But let's read 15, 16, 17. So know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. So it's a one. Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two saith he shall be one flesh. Verse 17 is the most important. But he, or the soul, that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. That's the marriage. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Unu amatai na aru unu bo ihe di na aru Christ. Ine wepu kwa ihe di na aru Christ. Me ha ka ha buru ihe di na aru nwanyi na kwa iko. Chineke ekwena. 16. Maọbụ unu amataghị na onye narapara na rụmanyị nke na-akwa iko ya na ya bụ otu arụ, n'ihi na ha abụọ ka o kwuru ga-aghọ otu anụ arụ. 17. Ma onye narapara na rụ onye nwe anyị ya na ya bụ otu arụ.
Amen.
Amen.
So this scripture is telling you the body can be married, the soul can be married, the spirit can be married. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So your body is joined to somebody you are not married to, say to that of a harlot. That's how your soul is also joined to either the spirit of God or to devils. Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil wants to take the place of Christ in our soul. But when we come, when we offer ourselves, then we can be, when we cleanse ourselves, then we can be joined to Christ. Alright, so let's go to that 1 Corinthians 15 where we were going to. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 41. It says, there is one glory of the sun. There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Amen. Okay, let us read 41 to 43.
Otu ebube nke anyanwụ dị, ebube ọzọ nke ọnwa dịkwa, ebube ọzọ nke kpakpando dịkwa. N'ihi na otu kpakpando dị iche na-arụ kpakpando ọzọ ebube n'ebube. 42. Otu a ka mbilite n'ọnwụ nke ndị nwụrụ anwụ dịkwa. Aghaghị ya n'ire ọkụ, a na-eme ya ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie n'ere ure. 43. Aghaghị ya n'ihe ihere, a na-eme ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie n'ebube. Aghaghị ya n'adịghị ike, a na-eme ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie.
Otu a ka ọ ga-adị na mbilite n'ọnwụ nke ndị nwụrụ anwụ. A na-eli onye nwụrụ anwụ dị ka ihe pụrụ ire ure, ma a na-eme ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie n'ereghị ure. A na-eli onye nwụrụ anwụ n'ihere, ma a na-eme ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie n'ebube.
That's what? That's 43.
A na-eli onye nwụrụ anwụ na-adịghị ike, ma a na-eli eme ka o si n'ọnwụ bilie n'ike.
Okay. The dead, when he says the dead person there, is not speaking of dead body, is the soul. You understand? Remember where we saw, it showed the dead, where sin came and cut off. You understand? So dead came in. So we are speaking about the resurrection of the soul, the spirit, and the body. So as the life of Christ comes into the soul or your spirit, the soul, there is a resurrection, there's a coming back. And he's saying that there are three things that happen to the soul, which is going to be reversed.
Amen.
He says corruption and incorruption. Weakness and power. And then he talked about mortality and immortality. So there are three things that God uses to describe the life of God, which the soul of man lost when sin came, but which the soul will now recollect or recover as the life of God comes in it. So as Christ, as the life of Christ comes into the soul, it begins to bring forth fruit. So the more Christ comes into the soul, the more fruit comes up. So that is what the tabernacle shows us, that there will be a fruitfulness. Amen.
Amen.
When Christ comes in, the seed of Christ begins to germinate and bring forth life. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, there was another seed that was planted which has been germinating and bringing forth death. The seed of good and evil, which Adam received, it has been multiplying and bringing forth fruit. Amen. So when we now receive the seed of life in Christ, it begins to germinate in our soul and begins to bring forth fruit. Alright. So when we look in the tabernacle, there's a place where we see this fruitfulness. Okay, they call it lampstand. A lamp. It's very complicated. We can't discuss all of it today. Maybe when we come back, that's what we will do when we come back next time. But it said that there are seven lamps burning, seven of them. So it speaks of light. Remember, we saw yesterday that there is darkness in the soul, is it not? So there must be a work of God to bring light in your soul. Amen. So the eyes that we are now darkened must open. You understand? And Paul was praying that the eyes of our understanding might be opened. When it opens, what do? You see the plan of God for your life. Amen. You see the plan of God for the church. And one of the things you must know, when your eyes open in the things of God, you know that there is no room for one man church. You will know that you as a believer cannot be alone. You cannot stay and survive alone. You will see that God is raising a body. Hallelujah. And that Jesus is the head of that body. And then there are members in the body. That's one of the things you will see about the church. You will not see that you run go and start your own ministry. If you do that, if anybody does that, it means he has not yet seen. Amen. He has not seen the vision of the body. What he has seen is business, one man church, money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and there are many people like that. Remember that man in Samaria? That's what he saw. He said, money. Simon, he said, give me the gift so that I can make money. Hallelujah. Amen. This brother said that if I said this will have gift, they don't know what to do with it. Give it to me, I'll make money. I turn it into cash. Into cash. Hallelujah. May God help us to see.
Amen.
When you see, you know it's one body. Hallelujah. You cannot make money. If our Paul said we will spend and be spent.
Amen.
For the gospel. That's what Paul said. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'm willing to spend and what? Be spent. For the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, it's more blessed to what? Give. That's the what? Receive. Amen. Hallelujah. That's when you see, when you begin to. And you see, it happens by the Spirit. Remember what we were saying? So now we are discussing this last one. Let me mark it very well for you. We are using green to mark it very well. This is where we are now. This last baptism. Thank you. This last one. Baptism of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, remember, the water baptism, then the Holy Ghost baptism, the Spirit that comes into your soul now begins to bring your mind, your emotions, your desire into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
How can you enter Christ when you have not seen Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. And the first person you see in Christ is the head. You must see the head. And when you see the head, and you begin to submit to the head. You know that Jesus is the pastor. He's the shepherd of the soul. There's only one shepherd.
Yeah.
You cannot have different. There's only one. See, the Lord is my shepherd. That's one. The first thing you see, amen. You see Christ. Hallelujah. In fact, Paul said we preach Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. He's Lord and Master. No other man, no other person. Hallelujah. So you are seeing Christ and you are following him. So you are submitting to Christ. Because he is the husband, isn't it? And we all are submitting to him. And because he is the Lord, John the Baptist said, I must
decrease.
Amen. Why he must. That's a very difficult lesson. Sometimes it takes us a whole lifetime to learn just that lesson. Hallelujah. That Jesus is the head of the body. Hallelujah. And in many fellowships, you scatter. Why? Because other people want to be the head. Hallelujah. That's why even God said the man must marry a wife so that in the house you'll be practicing how to submit one to another. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Only the one. Because we know Paul, other than one in order.
No, what he was talking about was the elder. To be an elder is one wife. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what the scripture is saying is in the body, God teaches us how to submit one to another. As to help us submit to him. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you are married, marriage is a way to help you know how to submit to Christ. If you are not married, then you have to learn to submit to the brethren. Amen. You submit to the brethren, people of God. Amen. As a way to help you submit to Christ. How can you submit to God that you have not seen? When you your own brethren, you can't submit to them. How can you love God that you have not seen, when your own brethren you have not loved them? Hallelujah. So whatever condition you are in, you have to practice how to submit to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now the Bible says, when we meet together, Jesus is there. Is that correct? Is he here now? If he is here, then why am I taking his position? Do you understand? If Jesus is here, why am I taking his position? He has not transferred though. He is there. He said, whenever you meet together, what? He is there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the authority of Jesus is not transferred to somebody. Say, you are now in charge. Nobody is in charge. Jesus is still in charge. Amen. So thank you. So if you look very well, you will see him. Amen. So if you open your heart, he will reveal himself to you. If there's a problem, what should you do? You go and pray and ask him, what should we do? Amen. And he will tell you what to do, because he's there. He hasn't gone very far. A few weeks ago, somebody came and knocked all of us on the head. He knocked Barakas, knocked all of us on the head. The devil hit us. What did we do? All of us, we ran and went to God. Say, God, come and deliver us. Did God deliver us?
Yes.
He answered that he delivered us. Amen. Hallelujah. God just allowed it to bring us closer to him.
Amen.
He didn't take him by surprise.
Amen.
So when something happens in the fellowship, what should you do? You go to God in prayer. You see God. Until he answers, you must keep on waiting. He will not be late. He will not come early. He will not come late. He will come at the right time. Amen. So if you wait for him, he will be there. That's called tabernacles. That he is there in the midst of the church. Hallelujah. So Christ is there in our midst. But Christ is also in me. Amen. So there is the Christ in me, and there is the one that is in our midst when we meet together. Hallelujah. Then there is the Christ as a person. Hallelujah. It's simply to you. Amen. Christ in me. Christ in the midst of the body. And Christ at the right hand of God as a person. So now there is one man in heaven, one man. What's his name?
Jesus
Christ. What is he doing there? He is praying that you too will come there. He wants all of us to go there. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, when you are going, you don't need to go with your body. Sometimes your body can also go. Amen. We go in the spirit. Hallelujah. Because as your body is sitting down here, that's how your soul is also in heaven, is it not? We learned that one yesterday, is it not? As your body is on the earth, your soul is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's either in the heaven of God or heaven of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is raising a glorious body. It's a spiritual body. Amen. So even when we close fellowship, we are still one. Is that correct? Because our oneness is not just in the body, but in soul and in spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So fellowship is always going on. Well, no, fellowship doesn't end. In the body, yes. but in the spirit we are one. So in 2 Corinthians 13, the last one says, may the fellowship, okay, may the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit do what? Abide with us. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what we say. So the love of God is always there. The fellowship of the Spirit is always there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So wherever you are, that covering, there's a covering over us of the Spirit. Amen. Okay, so as we come into Christ, there are things that we begin to enjoy, inheritance that we have in Christ. There are promises that God gives to us. The first one is that we are going to be the bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So right from the beginning to the end, you see that message that my soul is going to be the bride of Christ. Number two is that we are going to be the priest of God.
Amen.
We are going to be priests, and that priest, we are the priest. My soul, my mind, my emotion are the priest, the things that bring worship and offer to God. David said, let the lifting of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. So let it be that when I'm singing, it is like a sacrifice. A sacrifice of praise. The Bible also tells us that God wants us to be sons of God. We can't put it down all in board, but I've told you the first one. One, God wants us to be the bride of Christ. Two, He wants us to be the priest of God. Three, He wants us to be sons of God. Okay, if you are not a son, it means you are a slave to sin, to the world, to sickness and disease. Every time, always trouble. But God wants us to be overcomers, to rule in life. Even though trouble comes to us, we should not be overcome by it. Amen. We should overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible number 4 also tells us that God wants us to be the dwelling place, to be His dwelling place, to be His temple. The opposite of that is that the devil wants you to be his dwelling place. Amen.
Amen.
Because it says in the Bible that the devil goes into the house of God and he's showing himself to be God. Amen. Hallelujah. So, and that is what we see. In the Old Testament, every time they have war or they fight, when there is a war, and when they capture the people of God, the first thing they do is that they go to the temple. Is it not? And they will take away all the treasures in the temple. So there is something in you the devil wants. The treasures of God. The gold, the nature of God that you have gotten. The strength that you have gotten. The glory of God in your life. The devil wants to take it. Hallelujah. And we must not allow him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil wants to dwell in man. He wants to. He can't get life from God. So he wants to get it through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know. So that means that you can actually destroy the devil.
Amen.
If your life, you can stop giving strength to the devil, then the devil will be weak. Amen. If the devil overcomes you today, tomorrow he comes again. The next day he comes again. Every day he's becoming stronger and stronger, isn't it? Hallelujah. But if you resist the devil, the next time he will not have the same power, the power will be less. If you overcome, the next time he comes with smaller power. That's how you're overcoming the devil, and he's becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. Amen. But if you compromise, that's okay, tomorrow I will. He becomes stronger. Next time he becomes very big. It's okay. Today I'm not strong to overcome. He becomes bigger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Last week when the devil hit us, many of us were surprised. We fell to the ground. We say, God, what are we doing on the ground? What is going on here? Amen. So we started shouting and crying. Amen. Before long, we were standing.
Amen.
Those who were not praying started shouting. In fact, they were praying more than before. Amen. By 3 o'clock, people are shouting and praying. By 2, the devil was afraid. He said, look, hey. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the devil hits you, he fall down. Bible says a man falls 7 times. A righteous man falls 7 times. What will he do? 7 times he will rise up also.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The devil will run. Say, this one is mad. He's a madman. Amen. So when the devil knocks you down, get up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you keep going. Hallelujah. The devil said, yesterday you did so. I said, how is this problem? How is this problem?
Yes.
Yesterday I told lie in a K market. Yes. That's yesterday. Now today I'm not telling lie today. How is this the devil's business? Amen.
Amen.
I repented. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, I washed it. Amen.
Amen.
So don't live in the past.
Hallelujah.
Don't let the devil make you live in the past. You made a mistake yesterday. The first thing is to repent. Amen. One man came to marry you, say, I won't agree. Then, after 2 years, say, oh my God, that is the man I should have married. Every day, that is the man. Forget about the man, there are more men coming. Amen. They will marry you. Amen. You said it with the brothers too. Amen. Or you made a mistake and something. You rejected a job they gave you. Every day you are crying and crying. But like, close the door.
Amen.
And move forward. Amen. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind.
Yes.
What do? I press on. What is ahead is better than what is behind. Amen. Well, thank God for the mistake of yesterday. We have learned from it. We have repented. And we are moving forward.
Amen.
We are moving forward.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Stop. We are moving forward.
Amen.
We failed yesterday.
Amen.
We have repented today.
Amen.
And we are going forward.
Amen.
That is the end of the matter.
Amen.
Don't let the devil tell you you did this, you did this every day yesterday. It's only yesterday we eat. We thank God for today.
Amen.
Because tomorrow is coming.
Amen.
Amen. What is ahead is better than where I am coming from.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible says, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we must have hope in God.
Amen.
I must forget the past.
Amen.
Amen. The devil come and play your life. You can see your life now. See. Amen.
Amen.
Tell the devil go sit down.
Amen.
Because God has opened my eyes and I have seen the hope of my calling. Amen. And the riches of the inheritance of God. Hallelujah. So we can rise up. Rise up in faith. You are strong. You are strong. Your strength is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has an inheritance for you. Amen. God wants us to be part of Zion. That's number five now. This one is very important. Zion. In the Old Testament, God said they must bring six cities, where they call city of refuge. Six. So that if somebody may kill somebody or does something that is bad, he can run there and be safe. It's called the city of refuge. Amen. And the Bible says that when they go there, as long as the high priest is alive in that city, the avenger of blood cannot enter. The devil cannot enter. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that we have even a stronger city.
Amen.
And that is the seventh one. It's the seventh city. Amen. Amen. The name of that city is called Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that Zion is a heavenly Jerusalem.
What is Zion?
And in Hebrews 12 it says that we have come, not that we are going to or we are trying to, we are already in Zion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in that city there is one high priest.
Hallelujah.
His name is Jesus Christ. And he will never die. That means that the devil is permanently sacked. He has sacked the devil permanently. So my job is just to stay in that city. That's all. I don't need to every day say, pray, oh God, deliver me from this. Deliver. If I'm in that city, I'm delivered on it. Amen. The devil cannot touch your life unless it takes permission from God. If anything happens to a believer, know that God permitted it. Now, if God permitted it, then God is in control. Amen. So we should not behave like people who don't have hope. If it happens, that means I go to God. Remember, I go to Him. He's there. I say, Lord, why? What is happening? Sometimes He may tell me. Most time He will just keep quiet. Is it every question your child answers? Ask you that you answer. Is it every question you answer? In fact, sometimes I say, God, sit down. You say, God, sit down. God, sit down. This one is not small boy talk. God, sit down. He will cry. After some time, he close mouth. God, sit down. Because even if you explain, you won't understand, isn't it? If God starts explaining everything to you, in fact, your head will explode. Amen. So he just comfort you, just wait. So David said, I will wait on the Lord. You know what? You wait on God. Because God is in control. Amen. So look at Job. The devil scattered everything. His business, his children, everything scattered. Job didn't know that God was boasting with him. How would God be telling Job that he was boasting with him? Amen. But one day Job now began to understand. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. So he began to recollect. At the end of the day, God restored Job. Hallelujah. So we must settle it in our heart. The devil cannot touch me without the permission of God. Amen. Well, that is called cancer or accidental disease or robbery. Any name at all, any name that is named, the name of Jesus is higher.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Above every name that is named. Amen.
Amen.
At the name of Jesus, every name must
bow.
But you know, sometimes our faith is weak. We doubt. We are not sure.
Amen.
But God knows how that we doubt. You know it afraid. He knows that we are weak. So that's why he's quiet, he's gentle, and he's patient with us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's called the city of refuge. We have an inheritance in that city. Amen. Angels are in that city, many of them. Do you know that in heaven there are more people in heaven than on earth? Do you know that? You don't know. How many people do you have on earth? Just about 5 billion people. And you are all making noise. 6 points. In heaven, there are hundreds, there are tens of thousands of thousands and thousands and thousands ministered to God.
Amen.
How many is there? That is trillion. That heaven. In fact, they are around you now, you don't know. Because say that we are surrounded by what? A great cloud of what?
Yes.
Of witnesses. Amen.
Yes.
You know, yesterday we saw that our soul has been blinded.
Mm.
We are not aware of what's happening in the spirit. But God is opening our eyes and we are becoming aware. Amen.
Amen.
There is more activity in heaven than on earth.
Mm.
There are voices more than you can find on earth. There are things happening, and I say, God, I want to be part of that. Those things happening. Do you know that there is a city in the heaven that is ruling over Zabog? Do you know that? You don't know. Amen. There is a prince that rules over this village called Isabel. There is a kingdom of darkness. Amen.
Yes.
Those chiefs, when they throw something on the ground, they are consulting those people. But I have news for you. There is yet another city too that is ruling in Isabel. It's called Zion. Amen. And Jesus rules in that city. Amen. And we have a right in that city. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's either you belong to the kingdom of God or you belong to the kingdom of Satan. Amen. That is why before they marry any girl, they must go and take permission from the ruling spirit. You don't know? That's why they bring the orgy. That's why they bring all those things. They have to beg that spirit. So, see, oh, this is your daughter. They want to marry that your daughter. Bless your daughter so that she can prosper. Amen. We don't belong to that kingdom. How dare you go and talk to that spirit? When you have Jesus, amen.
Jesus,
he has paid the price for you. We are delivered from that city. Amen. We belong to the Zion of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you are going to get married, you go and talk to God. You take permission from God. That's why you call the people of God together. Say, this daughter of Zion is getting married today. God, we submit the marriage to you. That's why you bring come together to pray and bless that marriage. Amen. And God will bless it. And God will release many angels. So you are going. From now on, you begin to, you now garrison and build your dwelling place around this family. Amen. You don't know. He says that the angels of the Lord do what they encamp around them that fear him. Amen. Hallelujah. The more you are recognized in Zion, the more you have strength, more people, you have more angels, more hosts of heaven around you. Amen. Hallelujah. The same thing with your fellowship. The more your fellowship pleases God, there are more of them, they will be coming around.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes they will join you in your singing and in your worship. You don't know that? Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may even see some of them in your dream or you may have vision. You see, you might see Paul or see any of those ones that God will release to you. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, the church is becoming spiritual.
Amen.
We're rising up. Hallelujah. Because we are in Zion. Hallelujah. It's a heavenly Jerusalem. You know, God is breaking the barrier. And we are beginning to have more free flow. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 6. God has called us to be people that minister life.
Amen.
You give life. Anywhere you are, you should be give life. In your family, you should give life. In that compound, they must know that you, this one, he's a life giver. When there's trouble, they should come to you. They should respect you. Because you are a life giver. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You shouldn't be somebody that is always causing confusion. You should be a peacemaker.
Amen.
Amen. Because they look at you, they know that God is with you. Joseph, they threw him inside prison. He was the minister of God in prison. They threw him inside Egypt. He was a minister of God in Egypt. Anywhere he was a life giver. Amen. So that's what God is telling us. Amen.
Amen.
So there are inheritances that God has given to us. So what we lost in Adam, we are getting back in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
The final thing I want to share before we close is that this bonding is controlled by physical laws. You understand? Physical laws. The body can only be in one place at one time. The physical body. But in the spirit it's not so. In the spirit, your body doesn't need to, it's not localized to one place. It's not localized to one place. So there are laws that function in the spirit and there are natural laws. In Christ, the Son. In Christ, the life of God begins to rule over the physical environment. And as a believer, there should be aspects. I call it the life of the miraculous. My life should be a miracle. Miracle should be everyday thing with me. Amen. And Jesus was an example.
Jesus was a miracle.
His life was a miracle. Amen. And the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today.
Jesus
Don't let anybody tell you a lie. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If it's not happening in my life, I need to go and repent. If it is not so in our life, brethren, let us repent. Because if Christ is in me, then Christ's life we should be manifesting. So it's no longer I that live it, but what? Christ liveth.
Amen.
And Christ is the life of the miraculous.
Amen.
Amen. God can provide for you. God can multiply the little you have and you multiply it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can bring you to a point where you command the wind to say, wind, stop.
Amen.
And to stop. Joshua said, son,
stand still.
Stand still.
Joshua said,
woman, so God has called us to have dominion.
Oh yes.
We should have a life of dominion. The fact that I'm failing today doesn't mean that He hasn't called me to dominion. So you say I must repent, brethren. Amen. I'm come into the place of power and dominion. And God is restoring that to us. A place of power. A place of miracles. A place of signs and wonders.
Amen.
Amen. But we're not seeking it.
Oh, yeah.
It is even begging us to come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just see it happening in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Says this sign shall follow them that believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It didn't say you should follow the sign, but the signs will follow you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there must be power in this fellowship.
Amen.
You have authority and dominion over the spirits that are in this place. All those spirits in your family, you must have dominion over them. The idol in your father's house, you must have dominion. The one in your village, you must have dominion. Because He has called us to a place of victory. We must have victory over sin. Besides, whatever name it is, we must have victory over it. We must overcome the world. We must be in charge, in authority. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anything short is repentance.
Yeah.
And I'm going to God, I say, God, I have failed. Help me to repent. I must come to a place of dominion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, that is the story of tabernacle. When God comes in fullness. If God is with me, then my circumstances will know that God has arrived.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There must be God in my heart. God in my emotions. God in my desire. God in my will. God in my affairs.
God in my mind.
He's walking. He will talk, walk, manifest. Amen. His glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
Hallelujah.
As your soul prosper. Amen.
Amen.
As the fullness of God comes into our soul, the body begins to change.
Amen.
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 So, brethren, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's a gospel of victory.
Amen.
Of dominion.
And
of overcoming. He's not saying there won't be problems. The gospel of Christ is not saying that you will not have problems. But when the problems come, God knows that you can overcome. That's why He allowed you to come. And because you can overcome, the Spirit of Christ in you will rise up and bring that trouble under control. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God in you will rise up to overcome.
Amen.
So whoever you are, whether you are a farmer, a student, a housewife, a businessman, whatever you are, the Spirit of Christ is an overcoming spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, my light should so shine that everybody will say, this one is different. Because the Christ in me should be manifesting. Amen. If it is not so, then I need to do what? Repent. I see God. I say, God, have mercy on me. Why is it not so? Touch my life. Touch my life one more time. Amen. I do something new in my life. Praise God. So I think this is a good point to end.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
In summary, tabernacle
means Emmanuel. God in my everyday life.
Amen.
It's not grammar, it is life. I must live it. Amen. So I must be thinking about God. I must be desiring. In my mind, I must be thinking about God all the time. I must be desiring God. In my emotion, I must be happy about God. In my will is to follow God. Amen. That's the cherubim. Everything is God. I'm not ahead of God. I receive God so I can get more of God. Amen. That's where we are going to. Amen. Emmanuel. God in man. That's the breaking news.
Amen.
It's the new thing that's happening. Amen. God has come that He might dwell in you and change your situation. Amen. And the Bible says the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot prevail. The other day, they came and carried one of our sisters and took into kidnapper's tent. When she got there, she scattered the place. She was rebuking them. She was in control. From day one to the end, she was in control.
Amen.
Amen. We are in control.
Hallelujah.
Although we are afraid, we are afraid that shaking, but brethren, God has made us overcomers. Sometimes He will test it. Well, He has to show it. So that the principalities will know the manifold wisdom of God.
He
teach them some lessons. Amen. Next time they will think two times. Before they come and do something. Amen. They carry Daniel and throw him inside lion's den. It's one thing to throw into a lion's den. It's another. Amen. He began to have discussion with the lions. He was rolling on the floor with them. They brought him out. The man that threw him, they said, "You now go there and see how it is." Before they landed the ground, they broke their bones, everything. Amen. They carried them through, put inside the fire. They carried three of them, put inside the fire, is it not? Amen. When they looked inside the fire, there are now four. Is it not only three? Now, how come there is four? And they were doing, "We are marching forward, hallelujah." Inside the fire. Amen. They brought them out. I said, "Yeah, you that threw, you go there and say, hey, it is the kind of inside." Before they finish there, Bakarabaka. Amen. Brethren, that is the faith that He has given to us. And may God help us, brethren, to rise up.
Amen.
God has to help me to rise up to
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 21.
Yeah, read it now.
Let's read Revelation 21 from verse 3 to 6. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
When Olu Dike
nothing, okay. I'll read it at the show. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God.
Amen.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Amen.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
Amen.
And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Amen. 3 to 5.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Sister, we read.
Ha onwe ha ga-abụkwa ndị nke ya. Chineke onwe ya ga-anọnyekwara ha. Bụrụkwa Chineke ha. Ọ ga-ehichapụkwa anya mmiri niile n'anya ha. Ọnwụ agaghị adịkwa. Iruju maọbụ ịkwa akwa maọbụ arụ ụfụ agaghị adịkwa ọzọ. Ihe mbụ niile agabigawo. Onye ahụ nke na-anọkwasị n'oche eze ahụ wee sị, Lee, ana m eme ihe niile ka ọ dị ọhụrụ.
Amen.
Wee sị, Dee akwụkwọ n'ihi na okwu ndị a kwesịrị ntụkwasị obi, bụrụkwa eziokwu.
Amen.
6. O wee sị m, emewo ha.
Yes.